listening to Old New Borrowed Blue on 2SER with your host, Joel Kassam.
Hello and welcome to Old New Borrowed Blue on 2SER 107.3. Joel Kassam is my name. I hope you're doing very well and thank you for joining me this week. If you're new to the show, this is where I invite a special guest into the studio and they take the musical reins by playing four of their favourite songs. All right, let's find out who we've got this week. My guest today is a TV producer who quit everything to ride a bike around Ireland on an adventure she called Around Ireland on a Pushy. But such was the magnitude of her trip, she became quite the talking point around the Emerald Isle, featuring in many newspapers and receiving challenges from radio stations and social media. All in a day's work for my guest, Tara Foster. Welcome to the show, Tara.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
I want to start with your move from America to Australia. How did all that happen?
Oh, gosh. It's a great story. Basically, in America, you get 2 weeks holiday. So I was a TV producer working in news in Washington, D.C., and I just wanted to come to Australia. I had met Australians when I was living in London as a student, and they invited me to come over. So I booked my flight, I hopped on it, and somewhere between Los Angeles and Sydney, the person sitting next to me offered me a job. So basically, I moved to Sydney 6 weeks later. Never even been here before because I was going straight to Perth for my holiday.
So, okay, what was the job? Can you tell us what the job
was? Yep. Basically, I was building shared storage environments for the broadcast world, so editing suites.
Okay, so you were here for quite some time, and then you met someone who basically changed your life.
Yeah, and it came at just the right time as well, because when I was working in television, I was kind of getting bored with the day in, day out, normal, everyday things that you do. You wake up, you eat breakfast, you go to work, you come home, you go to sleep. And I met a person who basically sails around the world on yachts for fun and makes no money doing it, but just, you know, he has got clothes on his back, he feeds himself, and He told me the story about how he cycled from Sydney to Melbourne on a $50 bicycle. And I basically thought that was a load of rubbish. I just thought it was the weirdest thing. Why would anyone ever do anything like that? It's totally not me. And that kind of inspired me to cycle around Ireland.
So the fact that you didn't like what he did inspired you?
Yeah, I don't like... Well, like, the more I thought about it, the more I saw it as freedom, as an adventure, and I wanted to meet the characters like he met, and I loved the stories, and I loved that you couldn't predict where you were going to go, and the pictures were incredible. He just had a tent on the side of the road and, you know, just made food and just ended up places, and that's what I didn't have, and that's what I craved. And so the more I thought about it, the more I wanted to do something similar. And that's kind of how I ended up in Ireland for 3 months cycling around.
All right, we're going to talk about Ireland very soon. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Old New Borrowed Blue, and I'm joined by adventurer Tara Foster. Let's get into the tunes, though. What's your old song that you've gone with today, Tara?
My old song is a Bob Dylan song, Like a Rolling Stone.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without? Like a rolling stone. gets lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes. And say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction? Jugglers and the clowns, when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal, how does it feel? How does it feel? Gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal.
To be Bob Dylan there with Like a Rolling Stone. Tara, can you tell us why you chose that song?
Oh gosh, yes. I was cycling from Cork to Kinsale, and on the way, I don't know why, I was just really upset, and then I was just playing, you know, the music on my phone, just listening to something, because you're on your own, you know. Yeah. There's nothing around, you're the only person, and you're walking uphill because you can't cycle because your legs aren't working anymore. And so I started pushing this bike up the hill, and then Bob starts singing to me. And I was just very angry at Bob for all his words that he said to me, because they were all true.
Yeah, like you were saying during that song, like you listened to it, you know, about being alone and all this stuff. And that's your story.
It had everything in it. And I was just cursing Bob the whole time. What's really cool is right after that song, the skies just opened up. And it started to rain. And it was like out of a movie. And I just remember putting my arms out. I'm like screaming like, ah! Just
as the camera pans.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly what it felt like.
Yeah. Okay, so you planned to ride around Ireland on a bike. Where did you start and what plans had you made?
So I started in Dublin. I gave myself about a week to get over the jet lag because I had really bad jet lag. I hit the ground running as soon as I landed in Dublin. I went to Twitter. Twitter invited me. I went there. I had a great tour of the facilities, which was really cool. And I was using Twitter to reach out and find challenges. So that's one of the first things I did. And then I started to cycle south. So after that week, I hopped on the bike reluctantly because I'm not a cyclist. I need people to know that I'm just a girl who decided to go on an adventure and just kind of use this bicycle. And so, yeah, I went to Glendalough, and then I went down to Gorey, and then I went down to, I finally ended up in Wexford. And Wexford was kind of like my first rest stop, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. A lot of people got on board with you, right? Like,
I just started talking about it I just used social media and I started talking about it and people got behind it. And I was quite shocked. I didn't know that people would be interested in some random girl going on an adventure around an island. And so I actually had like clothing sponsors and people offered bicycles and, you know, I had wet weather gear and I had panniers. I didn't even know what a pannier was, and I had a pannier for my bike. And so, yeah, I had a lot of support and I was really starting to kind of feel the love. And what I also discovered is before this, I wasn't listening to music. And so I started kind of discovering that, and that's how all these songs came to be. And I actually have an official song for Around Ireland on a Pushy because I figured all great things in life need a theme song. Mm-hmm. And so that's why my new song that's coming up is chosen.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll play it now. Do you want to tell us what the song is called?
It's called Morning Morning by Corner Boy, and they're a band from Wexford.
Rise me up with the sun. This house ain't no home without you. When you go, I'm alone and so blue. Ooh, so rise me up with the sun. This house ain't no home without you. When you go, I'm alone and so blue. Morning, morning,
see no home without you. When you're gone, ooh, I'm alone and so blue. Ooh, so rise me up with the sun. This house ain't no home without you. When you're gone, I'm alone and so blue.
Yeah, that's Corner Boy. Sorry, I'm talking over their piano. With Morning Morning. My songs today are chosen by Tara Foster. Why did you choose that one?
Well, I just love the sound of it. One of my friends back in Ireland said, hey, you need to check out this band if you're looking for an official band for your trip. And I heard it and I thought it was great. So I sent an email out to Mick, who is the lead singer, and I said, would you be interested in being the official band of Around Ireland and Pushy? And he's like, sure, no worries, it'll be fine. So that's how Morning Morning became the official song.
How about this hashtag, Around Ireland on a Pushy? Where did that come from?
I wanted to create a hashtag because it's an easy way to track things and for people to talk about it. And it's exactly what I was doing. I was going around Ireland on what we call here in Australia a Pushy. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about it is when I was doing television and radio, the first question people would ask is, what's a Pushy? And I'm like, oh, well, that's a bicycle. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And then the second question would be, why Ireland? And then I'd say, well, Ireland's a great place. You know, the people are really nice. It's easy to get around. And I couldn't think of a better place than Ireland. So that's how the hashtag was born.
Radio stations and social media got involved giving you challenges. Do you remember how many you did and which ones stood out?
My favorite challenge was fighting as a medieval knight for 2 days in a conference at a castle in Clare Galway Castle.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that.
And I won a medallion.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, I fought a whole number of times. It's probably the one I was most afraid of doing, but I put on all the armor and it was really heavy. And I trained for this as well. And the guys on social media were really kind of like bantering with me a bit. So I actually brought unicorn leggings to wear under my armor, which I had. So I had rainbow unicorn leggings, fighting as a medieval knight, wearing like armor. And I fought some girls and they kicked my bum.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. And I think you'll find historically, leggings were, unicorn leggings were definitely worn.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely, 100%. What about some of the other ones you did? You got invited to a nudist colony.
Oh, yeah. So I kind of got random invites when the newspapers printed the story about Round Ireland and a Pushy and asking for challenges. And so a nudist colony said, hey, come down to Wexford. You can swim with us. You know, you don't have to wear anything. And I'm like, yeah, nah. I thought it was a great gesture, but I thought it was just a little bit cold for an Australian.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a very
I didn't do that at all. Yeah. I did have a radio station offer for me to partake in a giant fry up. And it was basically a table this big full of food. And they wanted me to eat all of it. And I was like, sure, I can eat it. I'm always hungry now because I'm cycling everywhere. And it destroyed me. And I remember afterwards, I've got the greatest photos as well. Afterwards, I was kind of lying in the fetal position, just feeling absolutely starved. Sorry for myself, just looking for a salad. Like, that's all I wanted.
I can vouch for this. I've seen the pictures. It is a lot of food. And it's breakfast. There's chips, like hot chips there. And there was
A steak.
You had all the bread in the world.
The beans were awesome. And there was some really good stuff. Like, I love the white pudding. I smashed that. I smashed all the sausage.
Yeah.
But it was just like, okay, guys, do we really need, like, onion rings? Mm.
I read that a 12-year-old asked you out.
He
to
did.
The pub?
Yeah, he asked me to the pub. And I thought that was just such a kind gesture. However, yeah, I think you have to be over 18 in order to do things like that. So unless he was asking on behalf of his dad. I also had a lot of women say, hey, I'm having a wedding. Can you attend with my brother? And I thought that was really nice.
Well, this was a big part of your trip, wasn't it? That you wanted to get invited to a wedding.
Well, yeah. That was actually a newspaper who challenged me, and they twisted it in such a way to make it look like that I wanted to go.
Right.
They wanted me to go. And it was quite funny when he was talking to me on the phone, because he's like, he just stopped. He's like, right, The way that happened, let me explain that. I said to him on the phone one day, I'm like, look, I'm great on the red carpet. I'm awesome with parents. I'd be a great plus one for a wedding. And he just like stopped and he goes, right, we're going to send you to an Irish wedding. And that's how it blew up. And so I got about 40 invites to weddings all over Ireland. And yeah, sisters were inviting me and everything. And it got down to 4 weddings that I was going to go to that matched up with my time frame. And they all flaked.
Oh, no.
So at the end, I never made it to a wedding.
Speaking of weddings, did you also get proposed to?
Oh, I get random Twitter proposals all the time.
Yeah, me too.
So not like, not a fiction, you know, like someone coming up to me saying, hey, will you marry me? It was more like, you know, they're tweeting me and like, will you marry me?
Oh,
and
right. I'm, okay.
Yeah.
Getting back to the actual ride itself, where did you find yourself sleeping?
I stayed in hostels and on people's couches, and I actually also slept one night in a castle.
Okay.
So that was after fighting as a medieval knight.
Yeah.
I slept next to my bike in a castle on a sheepskin named Steve. I'm not kidding.
Thanks, Steve. Tara, we're going to play your borrowed song now. It's One Republic with Feel Again.
Been a long time coming since I've seen your face. I've been everywhere and back, trying to replace everything that I had till my feet went numb. Praying like a fool that's been on the run. Heart's still beating, but it's not working. It's like a million-dollar phone that you just can't ring. I reach out, trying to love, but I feel nothing. Yeah, my heart is numb. But with you, feel again. Yeah, with you I can feel again. Yeah, I feel again. I was a lonely soul, but that's the only. Long time coming since I've seen your face. I've been everywhere and back, trying to place everything that I broke and my feet went on. Praying like a fool, just shy of a gun. Heart's still beating, but it's not working. It's like 100,000 voices that just can't sing. I've been still trying to love, but I feel nothing. Oh, my heart's numb.
That'll be Feel Again by One Republic. My guest today is Tara Foster. Tara, why did you pick that song?
I wasn't feeling anything before I left for Ireland. You know, I was just a girl doing the 9-to-5 job and I wasn't feeling. I wasn't listening to music. And when I started training for this and coming up with this Ireland adventure, I actually started to feel again. I was feeling things. I was listening to music. I was trying new things. I went canyoning and, you know, ran half marathon and all these cool things started to happen. And I realized that me planning this adventure and going on it allowed me to feel again. And so this is why this song is so important. And I discovered all these songs when I was planning for the Pushy Adventure.
How did you get involved with talking about space?
I was in Cork, Ireland, and I was invited to a Space Up conference. And Space Up is basically kind of like an unconference where people who like space, you could be an artist or you could be a scientist. It doesn't matter who you are. You show up and you can talk about anything. You don't have to have anything planned, or you can have a whole entire lecture planned and you basically put your post-it note up on the thing and people either come to your lecture or you don't. So I gave a lecture about how a rocket launch changed my life.
So where to next for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, I actually go back to Ireland in about 3 months. And I am finishing. I actually wrote a book about Around Ireland on a Pushy. It's called Completely Cracked, The Girl Who Went, and then the hashtag Around Ireland on a Pushy. And so the editor is going to help me, or the publisher is going to help me figure out how to edit it, I guess, because I'm not a writer. I don't know what I'm doing. And so they're going to help me out, and they're in Galway. So I'm going to be there for a month going over this book, trying to figure out what I need to do, and then we're going to launch it.
Do you have advice for people who have never traveled but want to?
Yeah, you just got to do it, and you can't overthink it. And people are going to look at you and judge you however you do it. And usually they judge you because they're scared.
Yeah.
And they haven't confronted what they're afraid of. And so I think you just need to kind of wing it and do what you want to do and make sure you plan out everything that you think. But don't overplan. You know, just think it through. When I did Pushy, I wasn't a cyclist and I still hopped on the bike and I packed my panniers like 4 times and I've got photos to prove it and everything. And I just hopped on the bike and I started to pedal. And it's like a metaphor. You just get on your bike and you just go. And there's enough good people in the world that if something goes wrong, they will help you. You just have to be open to it.
Yeah. What does travel mean to you?
It's just freedom. Like, I love it because I learn so much when I travel and I get to meet people and I understand people better now because of it. And I judge a lot less. When I was in Ireland, I went to a dinner party and the people who invited me, they understood me and they understood why I was going around Ireland, and the other people that were there, they didn't. And I understand why, because they were like grandmothers, you know, and they had daughters and all those things. And they couldn't understand why someone like me wasn't married with children. And they didn't see the good that came out of it. And the women hated me more.
Yeah.
But the guys liked me because the guys wanted me. They wanted their wives to be like me. So it was quite an interesting thing. Also, I gave a lecture at a school, and the young girls, I did a mixed lecture. So boys and girls together. And then I did like just girls only. And it was very interesting to see the difference. The girls only class, I think they got more out of it because they were able to ask all the intimate questions that you would never ask when guys are in the room, mm-hmm. like about safety or what to bring or, you know, health, things like that, you know, things you don't think about when you're traveling. And it actually meant a lot to me, and I actually put a lot more into the idea of Around Ireland and Pushy because it meant something to people. It meant something different to everyone. And so I felt like I had a duty of care for what I was doing.
And for those people out there who aren't actually following you on social media, there's very few people left now, I think. Where can people find you?
Yeah, you can mostly find me on Twitter, and I respond to pretty much everyone. So if you want to find me, it's @, and then it's Tara Strallis. And let me spell it because no one can find me that way. So it's TaraUSTrallis. RALIS.
Tara, thank you so much for joining us this week. It's been a lot of fun, and you have to take us out with your blue song.
Yep, this is Matt Hara's A to B.
And why did you choose this one?
Well, because life is short, and we all kind of die anyway, and it's just a good reminder of you can choose how you want to live your life.
Darling, nothing ever goes exactly how you planned it. I guess I've been here long enough to see that time can be your dearest friend or time can be a bandit when tomorrow changes into history. And oh my, my, honey, everybody
dies. But you got to see that you can live your life walking in a straight line. But it's more than just A to B. Maybe it'll find you lying peaceful under blankets, or bleeding at the bottom of the stairs. Oh, but it's not when or how you go, it's life and what you make it. It's the traveling, not the road, that gets you there. Oh my, my, honey, everybody dies. But you got to see that you can live your life walking in a straight line. But it's more than just A to B. Those funeral drums are rumbling like some slow and steady thunder. I'll say my last goodbyes and walk away. I'll step into the river, let the current pull me under, and just fall into that infinite embrace. And oh my, my, honey, everybody dies. But you got to see that you can live your life walking in a straight line. But it's more than just A to B. Oh my, my, honey, everybody dies. But you got to see that you can live your life walking a straight line, but it's more than just A to B. Yeah, it's more than just A to B.